You're listening to the This Is How We See It podcast with your host, Eric Lee. Thanks for tuning in and don't forget to subscribe. Now, here's Eric.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and I thank you for spending some time with me. The weather has completely betrayed us here in North Carolina. Now, you know, last week I was bragging about the 82 degree weather and the 70s and all of that stuff. Well, I woke up this morning and the high was 38. And the for this morning, and then the high for the day will be 52. So those of us who live in the Cackalack knows that this is what we get, especially this time of year. And then all of a sudden, we'll be at, boom, 90 degree weather, you know, from here until, you know, September. I'm sitting here, and I don't think I told y'all that I bought a fish tank. Yeah, so, okay, so I told you guys that I live in a condo. I had sold my single family home, and I bought a condo, and I'm on the second floor of the condo. And in my building, and in some of the other buildings, I like to call us, we are more seasoned people, meaning that we are of a particular age. I was sitting here and I was like, you know, I should get a dog. I really should get a dog. But then I thought to myself, work, a lot of work, a lot of work. Having a dog is like having a child. And, you know, maybe if I was, you know, in my 20s and maybe if I was in my 30s and maybe if I didn't love my bed so much, I would get a dog. But anyway, I was watching yesterday. We had a little bit of rain yesterday. And I saw this lady outside in the rain walking her dog. And I'm just thinking to myself, that's either dedication or a whole lot of crazy. Because I'm not, you know, I'm not walking a dog and it's raining. And then, you know, I kind of thought to myself, well, if I still lived in my single family home, you know, I could just like open the patio door and let the dog out and it could do its business and then, you know, come back in, you know, without me having to walk it, you know. So I said, but, you know, I need something. If I'm not going to get a dog, I need something. And so I said, fish, that's it, fish. Now, fish are, you know, you gotta maintain fish too, especially the tank. There's a lot of science, you know, for those of us who are into, and I don't know if it, is it called fishery, fishology. I don't know. Well, anyway, us fish lovers know that there is a science to, you know, the fish tank and keeping the pH and keeping the ammonia levels down and all of that stuff, and then changing the water because, you know, fish poop just like you poop. Fish poop too. And so, you know, you just got to make sure, and, you know, the poop and then the uneaten food can kind of make your fish tank levels high. And so, you know, you got to constantly do water changes and things like that. But anyway, so I decided to get glowfish, and I'm looking at it right now, and it's just so beautiful. So glowfish are, as you know, they're the colored fish, and I decided to, you know, I got the blue LED light so they glow in the water. I bought my last fish yesterday. Because I got the tank. I bought the tank in January and I set it up and I started out with three of the glowfish. I started out with the cosmic blue gold glowfish that I call blue. And then the galactic purple one that I call Vi, because I can't really call her purple a perp. So I call it Vi for Violet. You know, I don't know. And then I also brought the neon green one that I call Glow. And then once I got used to those three, I bought Sunny, who they call Starburst Orange. And I'm not quite sure why they call it orange, because there is nothing orange about Sunny. It's yellow. It is clearly yellow. So I call it Sunny. And then I bought Ruby, who they call Starfire Red. To me, there's nothing red about Ruby, but I call it Ruby because it reminds me of Ruby Red grapefruit juice. And so I call it Ruby. And then yesterday I completed the colors and I bought Pinky. Now Pinky is, they call Pinky's color Moonrise Pink. And that, now that to me is a true, you know, that's a true description of the color. So I'm just looking at it here and just drinking my coffee and, you know, how pretty they are. And they're chasing each other in the tank and all of that. Thinking of maybe upgrading, maybe in a couple of months, to maybe getting a 20, 25 gallon tank. I don't know. I'll let you know. So let me tell y'all. So now, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you know that I used to have a co-host with me by the name of Tanae. Now, Tanae is my cousin, and Tanae was very good on the show, but Tanae started popping out churins. She started popping out babies. And I said, well, you know, you need to stay home, you know, with your children. There'll be no breastfeeding here at the show. So yesterday, I'm lying in my bed. It is 6 o'clock in the evening. Not the morning, but the evening. My phone rings. It's Tanae. So she says to me, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm lying in the bed. And she goes, oh, yeah, me too. I just woke up. I said, oh, okay, great. What do you need? And then she says, let's go shopping. Sacre bleu. Sacre bleu. Six, shopping. I said, I am winding down. Listen, I'm 52 years old. I'll be 53 years old June 19th, if the Lord is willing to let me see it. And at 6 o'clock in the evening, I am winding down from the day, my friend. If you want me to go shopping, you better call me at 6 o'clock in the morning. Actually, better yet, you better have called me the day before and planned that for me. Because 6 o'clock in the evening, no. I'm not leaving my house going shopping. Whatever happened to calling me at like noon or something? Or early in the, who starts shopping at 6 o'clock in the evening? I don't know. I felt violated. I really did. I felt violated. But those are not the topics of today's show. So now let's get into today's show. Here is another word that I have been hearing about for a couple of months now. And that word is pansexuality. Pansexuality. Okay? Now, during my research, I found out that the word actually came on the scene in 1914 by Shulamith Firestone, who was supposed to be like somebody that was an opponent of Sigmund Freud. So that's the first time, even though haven't heard about it until recently, the word has been around since 1914. Now, y'all know I say this all the time. I am old school, okay? And in my day, you know, you were either straight or gay. And then at some point, you know, I remember hearing about the word bisexual, you know, but you know, for a long time, straight, gay, bisexual, which to me, bisexual is gay too, you know, anyway. Now, there are all kinds of variations of sexuality. And I want to start out by saying that this show is in no way condoning any type of lifestyle. I am simply a curious person, and I like to learn different things, okay? So I'm not trying to, you know, condone anything. I'm not trying to hate on anybody. It was just a word that I had been hearing, and I was curious about it, and so I started doing some research on it. And when I do a show like this, I also like to start out by saying that I believe that everyone has a right to live their life the way they choose, whether you or I agree with it or not. We can all have our own opinions, but know that others also have their opinions. And although they might be different, we can all live in peace and harmony, or at least we should live in peace and harmony. So for those of you who have not heard, Wayne Brady, the actor, singer, and game show host, recently came out as being pansexual. And that's where I decided to do this show, because I actually saw that article. Somebody had posted it. I think it was on Twitter. And that's kind of what, you know, piqued my curiosity even more about it. And so that's why I decided to do this show. He gave an interview, and we'll talk about what he says in the interview. So if you're curious like me, then you will want to know what pansexuality is. So here it is. Pansexuality is sexual, romantic, or emotional attraction towards people of all genders, or regardless of their sex or gender identity. Pansexual people might refer to themselves as gender blind, asserting that gender and sex are not determining factors in their romantic or sexual attraction to others. Typically, people who identify as pansexual can feel an attraction to anyone, including individuals who do not identify as a specific gender. For example, people with a pansexual orientation may feel an attraction to someone who is agender. Okay. They might equally find a female, male, or gender fluid person attractive. It is important to note that identifying as pansexual does not mean feeling attracted to everyone, just as a heterosexual male does not feel an attraction to every female, vice versa. Just like a straight woman doesn't think that every man that she sees is attractive, just like a straight male won't think that every woman that he sees is attractive. So then I thought to myself, well, isn't this just bisexuality? Oh, no. Oh, no. So here's the difference between pansexuality and bisexuality. Most people agree that bisexuality refers to feeling attracted to multiple genders, while pansexuality is attraction to all genders. There are overlaps between the two, but they are distinct. For example, someone who identifies as bisexual may feel attracted to those who are gender fluid, men, or non-binary, but not those who are women. Now, for some reason, I understand that. Someone who is pansexual can have the same level of attraction to people of any gender. However, they may still experience this in different ways. So, you know, I was thinking that I wasn't going to understand what that meant, but actually I do. For both, the type of attraction that someone experiences might vary for different genders. For example, someone may feel a romantic attraction to one gender, but a sexual attraction to another. Now, what is the difference between romantic and, Now, this just confused me, and I think it's time now for a little disclaimer. I am not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV. And I would say that if you need professional help, then please seek professional help. This show is not intended to diagnose anyone. I am not a doctor. And I just didn't even understand the difference between what a romantic attraction or sexual attraction is. How is it different? I guess romantic doesn't necessarily mean sex. In an interview with People magazine published in August of last year, Wayne Brady, we talked about him. He was the reason why I was reading an article, this article that he did with People magazine. And this is what prompted this show. He came out, he has come out, and he identifies as pansexual. He said his coming out journey was an extension of the self-discovery he found through his mental health advocacy work, which he said was inspired by the death of actor Robin Williams in 2014. Once I opened that door to myself, though, I had to start learning about myself, and I had to start owning up to things that maybe I'd either repressed, suppressed, or just didn't want to deal with. Brady said that while he's experienced same-sex attraction in the past, he has never dated a man. He was previously married to Mandy Takeda, with whom he shares 21-year-old daughter Miley and Diana Lasso. He says that he felt shame for not being able to be open about his queer identity and stand in solidarity with his wonderful community of friends who are in the LGBTQ+ community. I've told myself in the past also, nobody needs to know my personal business. The world can absolutely go without knowing that Wayne identifies as pan. But that gave me license to still live in the shadows and be secretive. What does that feel like to actually not be shameful, to not like, oh, I can't be part of this conversation because I'm lying. I had to break that behavior. Now, let me say this. That was his decision, okay? Other people may not feel the need to tell their business. Some people really do subscribe to the idea that their personal life is just that, personal. I remember, and I've said this on the show before, a long time ago, I think it was back in the 80s or the 90s, I remember watching an interview with Martina Navratilova, who was the famous tennis player, and she had just come out as being lesbian. And I remember her saying something like, all famous people should come out of the closet. All famous people should come out of the closet. And I remember saying to myself then, like, why? Why? Because you felt that that was the right thing for you to do. Why do you think that other people should follow suit? Everyone doesn't feel the need to tell their personal business. And sometimes it's not about being closeted or secretive. Sometimes it's not about being ashamed. Sometimes it's really about stay out of my bedroom and I'll stay out of yours. So when I read that about him, I just thought to myself, well, yeah, that's good for you, you know. And I don't think he was trying to say that everybody should follow suit, you know what he did. But, you know, I just thought it was very important for me to kind of say that everyone doesn't feel the need to, everybody doesn't wear their heart on their sleeves. Everybody doesn't feel the need to have their sexuality be entwined with, you know, like their name. You know, you meet some people, hi, I'm such and so, and I'm gay. Like, oh, okay. You know, like, okay, I remember, and you know, I've said this on the show before, I used to work with a guy. And oh my God, I remember his whole life was gay. He told me one time, he said, well, you know, I don't go to places that don't like something about a hotel. He doesn't go to hotels and he doesn't go to places that don't cater to gay people. And I just thought to myself, wow, like your identity is wrapped up, who you are is wrapped up in your sexuality. I thought that was very, very interesting. So further research, I thought to myself, now I wonder how many other famous people identify as being pansexual. And I found out that there is a long list. There is a long list of people who identify as pansexual. And here they are. Miley Cyrus. I think I remember Miley Cyrus saying something about that. Cara Delevingne, I think it's Delevingne. She's the pretty model and actress now. Demi Lovato. I think I remember Demi Lovato coming out. Janelle Monáe, she's the R&B singer. She has come out as being pansexual. JoJo Siwa, I think she was a dancer or something like that. I think that's who she is. Bella Thorne, the actress, has come out as being pansexual. Brendan Urie, the lead singer of Panic at the Disco. Madison Bailey, she is an actress on Netflix's Outer Banks. Their singer, Kesha. Kesha has come out as being pansexual. Now, this name surprised me because I had not heard this. Keke Palmer. And I thought to myself, that's weird. I never heard that about Keke Palmer. But apparently she did this interview and she was at some type of award show. And she said, you know, I've never felt straight enough. I never felt gay enough. And I never felt woman enough. I never felt man enough. You know, I always felt like I was a little bit of everything. She went on to say, I'm definitely in the middle of the scale. I'm definitely even across the board. I feel like love is love. Life is life. Do your thing. Live your life. I really do feel that way. Again, you may not agree with it. You may not feel that way. And that is your right to feel that way. But it is also these people's rights to live how they want to live as well. Now, to confuse us even further, there are apparently many types of sexuality. And what I found out from doing my research is that people can identify with many types of sexuality as often as they wish. Aren't you so special? So here are just a few. Asexual, bicurious, demisexual, multisexual, and spectrasexual. Now, I ain't even never heard of demi, multi, and spectra. Never heard of that in my life. But that's my show. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.